some things that to do. So I was explaining that there are two different kind of knowledge that we have to learn. One knowledge is the knowledge of realities, what we call it in Arabic language, al-lub, which you mentioned here. What you said, innate? Lub, that's the inside of the shell. And the other knowledge is the shell. And if you need to put your back, so you can sit. No, you can sit there. Give him. No, you are like me, old. Put sit there. Give him a pillow there. You sit on the chair. Okay? We brought the chair for you. So, there is the shell, and there is the inside of the shell, the chestnut. You have the shell, you have the inside, the fruit. The fruit get rotten. So, and if you want to eat, you don't eat the shell. You eat the fruit. So the fruit is useless. And you cannot eat the shell. Your intention or your whole goal, and the two kind of knowledge. Knowledge that can show us how to follow in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us through an-nafs al-mutma'inna. Through sharia will lead you, because yourself is an-nafs al-ammara. Always ourself is calling us to do the bad sins, or to go to the low desires and so on. So nafsul lawwama, the awareness that the sharia came with, fearing Allah, that is nafsul lawwama. It's showing you that be careful, there is a limit here, or else you will be in hell. So nafs al-lawama is the one that always is the self that makes you to regret what you have done and ask forgiveness, then follow the way for Allah to forgive you through your obligations, through your five obligations, pillars of Islam, that lead you to the nafsul mutma'inna, which is the fruit. And when you come to the fruit, there are also discipline in how to eat the fruits. Like they cut for you the fruit in a nice way, the slices. So you cannot go like a greedy person and jump on the fruit, but also there is a discipline also in the eating the fruit. Means there is discipline in the second kind of knowledge. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was, as you said here, the Prophet himself was an embodiment of this spirituality. And That spirituality is, I was explaining yesterday, that Muhammad al-Busayri, one of the biggest, not Allama Iqbal, but he was the poet that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared to him when he was writing in his poetry. I have to remember the verse, that verse of poem. Muhammad Bashar? No. Yes, I later, inshallah, I will remember it. But when the Prophet appeared, he was not able to continue the verse. His Prophet appeared and said, Ya Muhammad, continue. Wa annahu khayru khalqillahi kullihim. And he is the best of all humanity. He was not able to continue that verse. His pen stopped. Prophet appeared to him and he was able to continue the verse, to write it. So the Muhammad Busayri in his poetry said, I was explaining that verse, Muhammadun Basharun. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being. وَلَيْسَكَ الْبَشَرُ Muhammadun Basharun وَلَيْسَكَ الْبَشَرُ He is Bashar, but not like others. And I explained yesterday that if you put a point here, this is a point, you see it? Huh? Or you cannot?
My eyesight.
You can see it? Okay, you can see it? What you see? It's a dot, huh? But in reality it's not a dot. It's a line. Is that?
Microscope.
If you put it under microscope, you'll see it. This line might be. Not? So it means this imaginary. It's not reality. Because my eyes saw it. Dot. I said it's a dot. But that is not a reality. That's it. It's imaginary thing. Because my eyes, illusion, because my eyes are not able to see the reality. Like you look at the star, what you see? See a point. But it's a big planet. Look at the sun, you see it round like that. What is on the sun? What's going on? Big planet and reaction, atomic reactions, that energy, that generating energy from that planet that you cannot imagine it. And if it comes closer to Earth, if change little bit of its distance, 1 second, it burns the Earth, might be. So then the reality is not what you are seeing. So how then, with that external knowledge, you are going to understand the internal knowledge which are the fruits of the Sharia? It's impossible. So these two kind of knowledge, they have their own expertise. The external knowledge, they have scientists, or they have scholars, what we call them, ulama of today, readers of letters. Ulama al-huruf, the scholars of letters. But scholars of the realities are those who go inside and see the dot is a line. And that line is infinite number of dots has on it. So that dot becomes not one dot, dots of infinite numbers. From that small circle. So he said, Muhammadun Bashar. He's a human. But not like you human. You are a dot. Muhammad is the whole dots. The infinite number of dots is not one dot. It's the essence of realities. That's why he said after بل هو ياقوتة. He understood. He realized that reality. And he said بل هو ياقوتة. He wants to express. There is no words to express. That's why awliya, what they say, علم الصدور أو علم القلوب, the knowledge of the heart or the knowledge of the chest. صدور, inside, or the قلوب. There is no language to express. You cannot express. It's the expression, is the relation of the heart to the heart. There is no any more words. There is only wavelengths moving, either long wavelengths or digital ones, up and down quickly. Depend on the heart of that wali, how he can see it and how big is his power that he can receive that kind of realities. And that's why Muhammad Busayri, when he saw that, he said, بَلْ هُوَ يَاقُوتَةٌ. He wants to express. But how he is going to express? He said, بَلْ هُوَ يَاقُوتَةٌ وَالنَّاسُ كَالْحَجَرِ. He's a jewel. Yaquta is emerald. And the rest of people is rocks. What's the benefit of rocks? Nothing. It's completely out of question. There is no comparison between the essence of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salam, the reality, what we call it in Al Mutasawwuf, Al Haqiqa Al Muhammadiyya. The reality, the Muhammadan reality, the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the essence of this embodiment. That when one was created, before any creation created, there was created his name, his recognition. Who recognized him? The recognition came from whom? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have elevated your ذِكْرَك, your name. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before creating that jewel, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised him and put his name towards his name. Then from ilm al-haqa'iq, ilm al-tasawwuf, Grand Sheikh said, may Allah sanctify his soul, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of heavens and earth. Nur as-samawati wal-ard. Allahu nuru samawati wal-ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Allah is the light. Allahu nur as-samawat. Allah is the light of heavens and earth. From whom heavens and earth came? From the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he said, what Allah created first was my light. That's an authentic hadith. What Allah created first is my light. So from his light was everything coming out. And that's why in Ilm al-Tasawwuf we say that Prophet is the mirror of the Creator. And everything is in that, is appearing, its realities is in that ocean of Qudra, Bahrul Qudra. Allah Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, one of his attributes. In that ocean of Qudra energy, all realities appears. And through the mirror are reflected to their existing where you can find them in this universe. So what you are seeing really is the reflection, is the image, is the surah of the reality. The reality is still in Bahrul Qudra, not coming down yet. Our realities are still there. Our images are here. Like when you look at the mirror, you see yourself there. That is the image. Not the reality. So what we are seeing here is the image. Realities doesn't yet connect. When it connects, when you break that ego, then there is nothing except the reality. Like that mirror, you look at it, and if you break it, that image disappears, reality stands only. The ego for you is the mirror that reflects your image. So your reality, you are not yet getting your reality. So Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam is reflecting these realities into the outside of Bahrul Qudra. Whatever comes outside of that Bahrul Qudra is coming through the mirror or the window of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's why it is in Tafsir Surah Taha. Taha, yesterday I explained it. Bihi tuyat bisatu nubuwa. He was the Tawa. From Tawa, it comes that it is when you say fold. He was the folding of all, as you said, embodied. The whole prophecy was folded in the Haqiqatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the reality of Muhammad. When that reality unfolded, these prophecies came and these prophets came. That's why Allah said to Adam, to all prophets, if Muhammad comes, and this is in Holy Quran, if Muhammad comes, he is going to be, you are going to follow him. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. We came through you to witness on all of them. And that's why he said, I have been given عُلُومُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. I have been given the knowledge of before and after. What's the knowledge of before and after? The knowledge before creation, and the knowledge of creation, and the knowledge after creation that Allah gave to him outside Bahrul Qudra. Not inside, because Allah لا شريك له. So everything has to be outside what we call in Arabic al-masiwa, the other than the Lord, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call it masiwahu. Because Allah la sharika lah, and every other is servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his greatness, whatever you want to excessive greatness you give to him, still he is happy, he's abd. That doesn't change the fact of ubudiyah to uluhiyah, from servanthood to lordship. And that's why he said, وَوِهِ طُوِيَتْ جَمِيعُ الْمُكَوِّنَاتِ إِلَى هَوِيَتِهَا. And with him, all whatever been, مُكَوِّنَات means whatever been formed, created to its final appearances, destiny, final existence, it was through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In tafsir al-Quran. So, that reality coming, all the mukawinat, everything in this kaun, in this universe, in, was folded inside that reality.
Yes.
When Allah wanted that reality to appear, that the name was there, Muhammad, he created the, that creation folded, embodied. Prophet was the embodiment of it. So when Allah, that's why he said, first was my light that Allah created. So when Allah wanted to that creation to continue, it was the a scientist, NASA, Big Bang. When you see lightning, what you hear after it?
Thunder.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Muhammad, the haqiqatun nabi, the reality of Muhammad, to unfold on its in secrets inside, that lightning was moving, and from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of his Lord, that thunder was coming, that big bang, what they say was big explosion. And out of that reality, everything is appearing. That appearance of is the realities that they are in Bahrul Qudra are being reflected inside that embodiment of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are seeing it coming everywhere. That's why Allah nuru samawati al-ard. Mathalu nurihi, the example of his light, kamishkatin fiha masbah, is like a bundle. You know the garlics, when they sell them sometime in bundles, and everything is attached. مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح, is bundles of realities on that, what you call it?
Twine.
On that twine. Who is that twine? It's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these realities are on his, that light that Allah sent him with that haqiqah, that reality. It is his. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. In it, there is a lamp. Means in the center, the focal point of this reality is the essence of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's where Grand Sheikh said that that misbah, that lamp, fiha misbah, al misbah, that lamp, that essence, fi zujaja, the Holy Quran, al misbahu fi zujaja, the lamp is inside a glass, al zujaja tu. The glass is like kawkabun durriyun, like a pearl, a universe, a planet of pearls. It's made out of pearl. It's describing. That's why Muhammad Musayri said, yaqutatun, محمد بشر وليس كالبشر. He is human but not like others. بل هو ياقوتة. He is a gem. Referring to the كوكب دري, as Allah mentioned, is a perfect, rare, precious planet. يوقد من شجرة. That light inside that lamp, which is inside the glass, is coming, its light coming from nothing, from nowhere. من شجرة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية. From a trunk of a tree, زيتون. It's not from east, it's not from west. It's heavenly power. يكاد زيتها يضيء. Its light is coming up without any fire touching it, without ولو لم يسسها نار, without any matches touching, it's coming out. So Grand Sheikh said that that lamp, which was, it's the Haqiqatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which was inside that glass, was that reality, was in that lamp for 70,000 years of heavenly years before creation, before that Big Bang. And it was under the raising up tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sending his light on that lamp, means under, we say in Arabic, تحت تربية الحق. That's why he said, أدبني ربي فأحسن تأديبي. You see why that came up, that hadith, that Allah perfected me and He perfected me well. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. From Quran, you are verily of the best character, because he was under the tarbiyah, under the raising up of his Lord for 70,000 years before creation. He was in that lamp, in that lamp, his reality, in that glass. Allah was sending in every second moment of Allah's moment, is the smallest that can be imagined, sending 70,000 different oceans of tajalli that no one knows. That's why he said, I utitu jawami al-kalim. In another hadith, that Allah gave me the high eloquence of talking, of expression. Everything was being given. Ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin jawami al-kalim. So as that was going, tajalli, every moment, 70,000 tajalli for 70,000 years, that lamp, that haqiqa, that reality, become to sweat from Allah's khajal, yani, not fear, respect, shy, he was shy. That reality was feeling shy, seeing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in Tafsir Surah Al-Kahf, I didn't mention that, because this will break the head of Wahhabis. At the end, where we said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I'm like you, a human being, but revealed, means he saw the greatness of his Lord, so he wants to show humility. He said, I'm nothing. I am someone that only having revelation, when he saw that greatness. So when he began to sweat, that haqiqa, that reality, sweating from every drop, it was sweating. Allah created 124,000 prophets. That's why he was the embodiment of prophets. In him were all prophets. And that sweating was inside the lamp, the glass, not outside. The sweat is inside the glass, nothing outside. means everything is going. That process is in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that reality. Nothing is out of that reality yet. Till today, you are existing in that reality. And that's why he is Shafi'a. All prophets from beginning to end, from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam, with all their nations, are coming to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Shafa'a, because they are still, he is responsible for them, because they are still in that reality. They didn't come out of that reality. Because there is nothing except La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah is the reality of creation, is the reality of lordship for Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah is the reality of outside, that is the creation itself. So everything related to creation, inside the creation, is in Muhammad Rasulullah. Everything other than that, in the power of that, is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why, who is going to be in the judgment day responsible? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they are still like in a plane. You are like in a boat or in a plane. You move everywhere, but you cannot go out. You are inside. Then, when 124,000 prophets was created, from the sweating more, Allah created humanity. First was Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, because he was his friend in the Ghar. إِذْ يَقُولُ بِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. He said to his friend, don't get sad, Allah is with us. Then created the family of the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and then nearer, and then all the creation of humanity. And still they are all in the grass. And that's why it's said, is nothing out of it. مَثَلُ نُورِكَ مِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَحَ الْمِصْبَحَ فِي زُجَاجَ. The lamp is in the glass. And is that يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَةٍ يَكَادُ زَيْدُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَسْهَسْهُ نَارٌ. نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. Light upon light. Everything is light energy coming through that embodiment that you mentioned here. He was the embodiment of that nurun ala nur, light upon light spirituality. And that's why awliya, when they see this kind of knowledge, that's why they are behind the, always they are after inheriting the Prophet sallallahu, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that careness for the ummah, not physically, spiritually. As there is a physical structure for the world, there is a spiritual structure for the world under the hand of saints. And they look at everyone's hearts, coming to their majlis circles or not, they don't mind. They are after the hearts of people, cleaning them, building them up, and bringing them to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every 24 hours. May Allah forgive us. May Allah grant us that kind of knowledge that make us to know and learn more about the reality of this world and the reality of this creation. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.